Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your prepped couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 20th, 2013.
And this is episode 108.
108.
Isn't it great?
No, you are not. No, Dr. Seuss, you are not.
Dr. Seuss, I am not. So this is the Valentine Cast. I am Jay Valentine. This is my lovely, lovely bride and best friend, Renee Valentine.
That's so odd way to put it, but hi.
How's it odd that you're my lovely, lovely bride?
That's for people who are getting married.
We've already been married. Well, okay. Kissing the gifted horse in the map. All right. This is my beautiful wife, Renee Valentine.
That is so not the same, but I'll take it.
No. Never look at. Oh, that's a kiss?
Yeah, she said the kiss a gift horse in the mouth. Do you know where that phrase comes from?
Yes.
Okay, well, then never mind.
But you are a lover of horses, and there are a lot of people that may not know what a gift, kissing the gifted horse.
No, looking.
Looking the gifted horse in the mouth. So can you go ahead and break it down for our listeners?
Well, yeah, it's simple. Back in the day, now they actually check horses by looking at their teeth. So the saying is basically saying, so if someone gives you a free horse, don't go checking it out and making sure that, you know, it's an excellent horse. Just take freaking horse. So if somebody pays you a compliment or gives you something free, don't go complaining about it or like really checking it out. It's freaking free.
Right.
Just take it.
Right, right.
Now, this thing doesn't really hold all the way, because if you think about it, if someone gives you a free horse and that free horse is really sick, that could end up costing you money.
Right.
So the thing has problems is all I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
So, but see, yeah, so that's the origin of it. Boom.
Boom. So we have a live studio audience here with us today. We in the studio audience, we have Mr. Ashy Three Classy, Mr. Punk Gopher, Mr. Hando, Miss Seminatrix, and I believe Mr. Anderson TJ is there as well.
Yeah, he said BRB.
Yeah, he did
family
say BRB.
Stuff. God, family. Take away from everything.
Family's important. We all know that.
It is.
I want to say thank you to all of them for showing up. And I will also say, man, there's something maybe a little funky going on with the with the live feed. So.
There's always something fucking going on with my live feed. I don't know.
Yeah.
When I'm looking at it, it doesn't work well.
So if you're out there watching everything, you know, I hope it's not breaking up too bad, and hope it allows you to enjoy the show. So, but we're going to go ahead and get right into it. Or do we want to get right into it? Oh, why were we prepped? Oh, so you may be wondering why we prepped. And we haven't done this in a while we named our show. So we are the prep couple because none other than the lovely Mrs. Renee Valentine is going in for her gallbladder removal surgery tomorrow.
Yeah, it's simple little procedure, 15-minute outpatient, in and out. So
so we're prepped.
It's very small.
I'm prepped. I'm ready to be there for you. You know.
It's like... like everybody I've talked to, oh, I know somebody who's been through that. It's like everybody knows somebody who's had a gallbladder.
Right, right.
So it's so common that it makes me not worry about it.
Right.
So
there's no worries in your mind, or
do you
think about anything?
Probably right before I go to sleep, I'm like, oh man, I hope I wake up. But then if I didn't wake up, then I wouldn't know anyway.
Right.
So I guess it doesn't matter if I wake up or not. Oh, please don't let me wake up and it's 10 years later because I've been in a coma. for my gallbladder surgery.
So what you want me to do? You just want me to just, okay, she can't be asleep for 10 years, so.
I mean, you're going to have to pull the plug eventually.
No, I can't.
Why not?
Because you don't want, you don't have a living will. So.
Well, I'll make one.
No.
It says, please pull the plug on me. Let's say 5 years. If I ain't up in 5 years, I ain't never coming up.
Don't say that. Oh, man, I can't say anything.
What?
Well, I can talk about... Well, I guess I can say we watched Space Seed last night from Star Trek.
Yes, well, Space Seed. I mean, we're going to talk about it more later. But.
Because Mr. Khan and Space Seed happened to sleep in the old school Star Trek.
Okay, this is different. It was in a coma. He was
and he was
frozen.
Frozen, hygienic.
But this is different. Coma means something's wrong with you.
So, let's say if you're sleeping... Yeah, because that freezes your state, right? That freezes you.
Supposedly. I mean, no one's really tested this theory.
So that freezes you so you don't age.
That's the theory.
So, but if you're sleeping and you're not frozen, you would age while you're sleeping.
Yes.
That is freaky.
Why is it freaky that I'm aging?
Well, you know what? I guess we age while the 8 hours or 5 hours we ever sleep. So.
You just age. That is a spoiler alert.
What's a spoiler alert?
Aaron, the Space Seed.
What are you talking about? We're just talking about Space Seed. We're just talking about regular, the original series, Star Trek.
So that's so that was
1967.
So that was about 60 years ago almost.
Yeah, we're talking about Space Seed, 1967.
Man, if you can spoil something from the 60s, something's wrong.
Right.
Something's wrong with the world.
Right, so we're talking about Space Seed, which is the Star Trek episode 23 from season one. And this was in, like I said, like in 1967.
I actually laughed more than I thought I would. It was funny. And weren't supposed to be funny, but it was funny.
And if Space Seed from February 16th, 1967 is a spoiler, I'm sorry. I mean, you've had 60 years. Almost 60 years. Less than 60 years. Wait a minute. Is that 60 years? No, it's 40, 50. You have 56 years to watch this damn thing.
Okay. Now, granted, I don't want people to tell me the ending of old movies that I've never seen. Like
right.
The Graduate. I don't want to know what happens because I haven't seen it and I want to see it.
Right, right.
So I try to avoid what happens in those movies.
Right.
But I'm not going to be upset if someone spoils it because, you know, it's an old movie.
Right.
What am I gonna do? It's not like it's Star Trek Into Darkness
and
or
see,
anything.
See, I'm trying to cover my trails. You see what I'm saying? Because it wasn't a spoiler.
It wasn't a spoiler.
But calling out a spoiler, and if I mention what it was about, it could be a spoiler.
I think we can freely talk about Space Seed at this point. Let me just put it that way.
All right. Well, cool. We got a new bumper here from Mr. Hando. And let's see if I got everything set up right here, because I'm actually playing it from my email.
Oh, God.
From my email.
This is going to go so wrong.
Yep, I didn't test it. So here we go. Little weekend wrap-up from Mr. Hando.
It's going to be loud, probably.
Weekend wrap-up!
Yep, a little too much rocket fuel on that one.
I was so right. That
hey,
was so loud.
but who was quick on the mixer?
You weren't that quick. No, not that quick.
I was quick.
No, not that
I was quick.
I was
fast.
You might have thought you were fast.
Hold on, let me see.
Like, I'm sure a fast turtle thinks he's really fast.
Hold on.
The fastest turtle thinks he's fast.
Oh. Oh.
But he's not that fast.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. What's that?
What are you doing?
Oh.
We're podcasting.
I know
we're
podcasting. Hold on. Uh-oh. Did I mess something up? Oh, did I mess something up, Renee?
I don't know. You're messing with stuff.
Contact. Okay, all right. I thought I messed something up. Thought I did.
Yes, we have been doing this for 107 and a half shows. Trust me, we have. It just doesn't seem like it right now.
No, I thought I messed something up, but I realized what it was. So, but anyway, so what we do is weekend. So, you know, when we do the weekend wrap up, sometimes we talk about what we did in the weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, yeah.
You know, but then sometimes we go back a little further and we kind of talk about what we've done since the last time we recorded.
Yeah, weekend is a loose term.
Yeah, weekend's a loose term.
Yes,
so there's always a weekend for somebody. But on Tuesday, of last week, we were a guest on an awesome podcast that we've shared with you all before on our podcast of the week, which, you know, we used to do this bumper.
Podcast of the week.
Oh, yeah. So, but a while back, there was a podcast called Black Astronauts, you know, by a local fan here.
You said that, a while back, like, they aren't there anymore.
What?
You said a while back, there was a podcast.
I said we talked about a podcast a while back.
Oh, no.
Or something like that. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to go back and listen to it. You know what I'm saying? So,
sorry,
it doesn't matter.
To give you shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, quit giving me shit, Renee.
Keep going.
You want to do this? You do this. What did we do on Tuesday, Renee?
On Tuesday, we had an amazing time guesting on the Black Astronauts podcast. The podcast consists of four young men. Let's see if I can get it right because I have a horrible memory. There's Aaron, Polo, Rock, and Feek. Woo!
Good job.
Right. Anyway, so basically, I loved being on that podcast.
Right.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
They basically talk about issues from a Black person's point of view, which I don't hear that a lot on podcasts at all. And it was good just to talk to them. We got to curse, which we don't really let it all out here.
Right,
but
right.
But if you want to hear the Valentine's letting it all out, I said go listen to that. So I had a great time.
Mm-hmm. It was a live show.
It was a live show. First live show in theirs. There were guests in there, which is more than we had on our first live show.
Right.
But so yeah, it was a great time. You can reach them. What's their Facebook page?
I think you want to go Black Astronauts Podcast on Facebook.
Yep.
Just do a search for that. Black Astronaut 1 is their Twitter account. And but we're on episode 10, but I encourage you to check out their other shows.
Yeah,
but if you're not sure,
they're really good.
Well, check out 10, and you can start from there. And if we have any listeners from that podcast, welcome. Hey,
Yeah, and I have laughed out loud on that podcast, and there's not a lot I have laughed out loud. And I talk back to it often, and that's how I know I love a podcast, when I talk back to it.
Right, right.
So I wonder if people talk back to us.
I hear that people talk back to us.
That'd be nice.
Do y'all talk back to us? They talk back to us in the chat room.
That's kind of different.
They send the stuff in. But all right, we don't have a I shit you not, unfortunately, but let's go ahead and jump right into a little bit of tech. Whoa, shit. Sorry.
We missed the whole other part of the weekend.
Why do I feel like we've been talking for a long time?
We don't have a lot to talk about anyway. So can't I talk?
So check this out. This is another thing that we did live this weekend. You know, it's going to be on for our live audience. You'll probably also see it on the Twitter. Not the Twitter. You probably saw it on Twitter or Facebook.
The Twitters.
But it'll also be on the post. We did some gardening this weekend. And then some other stuff that we did. I'm showing some pictures here. So we did some gardening, right?
Yeah, we did gardening. It was good. So last year I did gardening, but I didn't get enough flowers last year. So I intended on rectifying that. So we went.
Rectifying.
Wrecked.
What was that?
So I bought a lot of flowers. And all different kinds. Jay helped me because he's amazing.
Right.
And we got some very pretty ones. They're really short now because, you know, I just planted them. But in about a... What? Why are you showing...
What?
You're so crazy.
What?
It's not on the thing anymore. You changed it.
What's not showing?
The flowers. Okay, that's my mom's now.
Yeah, I'm going through all of them. I'm doing a little slideshow.
They probably saw that one of me.
Which one?
The one of me in my bathing suit.
What are you talking, babe? Can you continue talking, please?
So,
you might have to stop watching the feed.
No. So, we bought the flowers on Friday, but it started raining on Friday night, so we didn't do it Friday. So, we got up early on Saturday, started planting. And my mom is awesome and came over to help because she likes to garden. So she has a huge garden. Hers is way bigger than mine. That's what she said. And So we plant all the flowers planted.
It's a huge garden.
And I'm excited about it. There are some pretty colors. Things have already started to bloom when we just planted it on Saturday. Like, I have things in bloom that weren't in bloom on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I am pumped. So we planted all those. That took a long time.
It did.
And it was dirty and it was hard work. And then Jay went and got some mulch for us. And we had to spread the mulch. And the mulch mm-hmm. wasn't that hard, but that was backbreaking a little bit. So
you're talking about it wasn't hard. It was all hard. It was all work. That is what she said. But it was all work.
It was really hard work. And then we went, since my mom helped us, we went over to her house. And right. we helped her with her mulch. And she has a bigger garden than us. But I think next year we're going to do the work share.
Yeah, program. We're going to do the work share.
The Valentine Crocker work share program.
Yeah, I think it's going to be kind of cool.
So I'm planning on posting pictures in a month or so. And I bet it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yay for us for gardening.
And then also this weekend, we took the dogs to the vet on Thursday. So we dropped Sammy off that morning to go get his grooming, his haircut, his mohawk, and all the other good stuff. Yeah. That
our dog gets a mohawk. That, he's cool.
That he's cool about. You know, it makes me like him a little bit more.
Just a little bit.
So us being time conscious, it was Toby's 6-month checkup. So we said, you know what? Take Sam to get his stuff done. We'll schedule Toby's vet appointment at the end of the day. So then that's when we'll pick Sammy up as well.
Never again.
So we did this. We take Toby into the vet. Toby gets excited when he goes to the vet. Very excited. He loves the vet.
He's very vocal when he goes in the vet. He's not usually vocal at home.
Right,
except
right.
Except outside when he sees something, but at the vet, he sounds amazing.
He was so vocal that Sammy heard him.
Right.
And Sammy started doing his little whining thing because he knew
okay.
that mama was in the building.
When you say whine, it doesn't convey the... But it was loud. He cries. It's more of a cry. And it goes high-pitched sometimes. And so we were sitting in the waiting room. Toby doing his little thing, and then Sammy doing his little thing, and I was like, "We have
it just
to
kept
loud.
Getting
it was
louder
so embarrassing.
And
I'm
louder
like,
and louder and louder.
Never again."
And I told Renee, "She spoiled that damn dog.
It's bad."
Yep. And
oh, you didn't change the video.
Oh yeah.
Hando said, "Switch back."
You don't like Renee's pictures.
No,
I think what it was.
I started talking.
No, I think what it was that when I was doing the Sammy high pitched thing.
Yeah,
I think people want to see my face.
No, that's I don't think.
Probably not. They probably want to see a pretty face. So
no, that's not. So not what I'm saying. Yay, there I am. But I don't know if y'all have dogs, and if they do well at the vet, like most dogs are scared to go to the vet, like a lot of them.
Right.
Toby wants to go so bad, he does not want to leave.
Yeah.
He likes to get shots. He likes to get the little stuff shot up his nose. Mm-hmm. He's a weirdo.
He's a junkie. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I likes the medicine.
He does.
I likes the medicine.
So that's what we did this weekend. The gardening took about almost 4 hours, so that was kind of
We started, 8. I left at 9.
Yeah.
To go get mulch.
Right.
I got back about 11:30.
Right.
From delivering mulch.
We didn't get done until almost 1.
We got done at 1.
And then we went over to mom's house. And that was like 45 minutes,
right.
An hour. So yeah, about 4 hours.
Yeah, I guess it was about 4 hours. Like, yeah.
Listen,
I thought it was almost 5 hours.
Maybe it was almost 5. I would lean on the 5.
Yeah, you know I'm trying to make it more because we busted our ass.
Check it.
Tech technology.
So, Yahoo wants to buy Tumblr.
People are taking to the streets with pitchforks and torches and tar and feathers.
Yes, because we all know that Yahoo screwed up Flickr.
I heard they screwed up Geocities.
They screwed up GeoCities.
They basically shut it down way back in the day.
They screw up. You remember Yahoo 360?
Oh my gosh, yes. I used to be on that.
I know you. We both used to be on that. Oh.
That was lame, but yeah.
So that was like Yahoo's version of Facebook and MySpace, I guess.
It was like Google Plus. It was a lot like Google Plus, right?
I guess it was.
I can't really remember what it was like, to tell you the truth.
And then what else did they screw up? The CEO.
They screwed up Yahoo.
They screwed up Yahoo. They screwed up their work at home developers.
The CEO doesn't like people working from home.
Right.
She's a very ambitious working mother.
And she can do it.
Yeah, if she can do it, all the moms can do it.
But here's the only thing. She built a nursery next to her office with her own money so that she could work from the office. So women, men, go build a nursery.
Yeah, build a nursery next to your cubicle or yep. What have you.
Just actually, don't even spend the money. Just get a pack and play.
A pack and play. And put it right there.
And put them right there and have your nanny sit in the cube with you. So anyway, Marissa Mayer, you're crazy. But they have purchased Tumblr for $1.1 billion cash money.
Yeah, and I think Tumblr's worth $1.1 billion. A lot of people use it. But what Yahoo doesn't realize, I don't think they realize, people, if Yahoo changes things a lot, people are going to stop using it.
Right.
Because even if the changes aren't bad, people are automatically going to say, they made the changes, I'm gone.
Right.
Kind of thing. So I hope it's worth $1.1 billion. Billion for them.
So here's the thing that makes Tumblr cool. I mean, you can quickly go up and set up, you know, a website. You know, for whatever. I mean, if you want a website of Marissa Mayer, the CEO of Yahoo, saying, we promise not to screw it up.
Yeah, that's what she said. You know, we promise not to screw it up.
If you wish to set up a Tumblr called MarissaMayer@tumblr.com, you can. And you just do all kinds of craziness.
Yeah, you just have her saying different ways they aren't going to screw it up. That is such a good Tumblr idea.
But then also, that's you know, awesome. There's also, you have your adult content out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, freely available.
Yeah, there's a adult only content out there.
Yeah, some people do poetry out there.
Poetry, yeah. Art.
But so I often wonder, because Tumblr was innocent at one time.
Yeah.
It was innocent.
It's everything.
It was innocent, but then all of a sudden, the internet got a hold of it, and it became adult.
Yeah.
You know. Which is not a problem for me. I mean, I don't give a rip, honestly. I mean, it didn't mess it up. But I wonder if Yahoo, when they come in, if she means by we're not going to screw it up, is saying we're not going to touch it? Or are they going to remove all the adult stuff?
I don't know what they're going to do. Well, like, adult content, a.k.a. porn, must be everywhere. This is Rule 34. Have you heard of Rule 34?
No, what's Rule 34?
Rule 34 says that it's a generally accepted internet rule that states that pornography or sexually related material exists for any conceivable subject. There is always some kind of porn involved with any conceivable subject. That is Rule 34. If it exists, there is a porn of it. That's Rule 34.
I can understand that.
And so if there's Tumblr, there's going to be porn Tumblr. Because that's...
Right.
That's how the internet works. I think if they just put an age on it, they're doing their due diligence.
What they do. I mean, Tumblr does it already. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they, you know, when you go out there, it says, hey, yo. When you set your account up, are you over 18? Then you have, is it 18 or 21?
It's 18, I believe. It's 18 because you're an adult at 18. You can do whatever crap you want. You can go to strip club at 18.
Oh, let me go check. Let me go to the porn site real quick.
It doesn't have alcohol.
I'm going to the porn site real quick. Let's see. I'm not going to say the website. Let's see.
I think you can do that. But anyway.
Well, yeah, go ahead. Keep talking.
I'll continue talking about it. But I don't think they should get rid of it. Because it's not their job to police kids. And I hate that people want to do that. Hendo said link it, by the way.
Okay, what?
I don't know. What do you want us to link?
No, man.
Porn sites? No, I'm not. All
right, so I'm at least 21 years of age on this one.
Right.
So you have to be 21.
Okay.
You have to be 21 to see the porn.
That's sad that you can go and fight and die for the country, but you can't see porn.
If you read and fully understand the above agreement and you affirm and swear the viewing, downloading, receiving sexual explicit material does not violate the standards of your community, that you won't make any of the materials available to minors in any form that you believe is your constitutional right to view this material, that you are wholly liable for any legal ramification that may arise for your receiving or viewing of these materials, and that you are over the age of 21.
You can vote for the leader of this country, but yet you are not supposed to watch porn on
Tumblr. You can get married.
Yes.
Just think
about it. Have a lifelong commitment.
You can get married at 18, you know.
But you can.
But you can probably get married earlier than that. But you can't look at porn.
On Tumblr. I think 18-year-old. Can 18-year-olds get... like go to a sex shop? I think they can.
I don't know.
I haven't been young in a long time. It's really sad. I probably used to know.
I don't know.
We should go into Blue Movies and find out.
When you anyway, so from technology to porn, how's that?
I can get anywhere. So right. Yahoo, good on you. Don't screw it up.
Yeah, don't screw it up and go porn.
Media. Movies, books, comics, TV.
Porn will not be a tag, by the way. That would be a really bad idea.
It will not be, because I learned from naming one of our podcasts, The Swinging Couple.
What that brings.
What that brought. So
that didn't bring what we wanted it to bring.
What's up, Swinging Couple?
Hey.
How y'all doing? Shout out to y'all.
Is Hando in WoW? If Hando said he was in WoW.
Right.
Earlier.
Right, right.
And if he's in WoW, we're going to need a random number, and Jay will tell you that random number.
Oh.
Momentarily.
Well, yeah, where's my remote control at? So, the movies we watched.
We can talk about that. So, the movies, all right. So, we pulled two movies last week. It was Becoming Christian, Beware of Christian.
Beware of Christian.
And Freakonomics.
Freakonomics. Freakonomics.
So Jay had heard, you know, some dubious things about Beware of Christians. But
right, right.
We always give movies a go, and mm-hmm. we have created a new rule, and you all can say we're cheating or whatever.
Right.
But if we watch the first 15 minutes and we're just like, okay, this is not working because it offends my sensibilities, we can pretty much turn it off.
Right.
But I won't use that rule to get out of bad movies. I'm gonna use that rule to get out of movies that I really, really don't want to see. If that makes sense,
right? So, So Beware of Christians. I think that, it wasn't bad.
No.
But the concept for us really wasn't something that we were looking for.
Yeah, that movie was meant to speak to people. Movie was not meant to speak to me.
It was meant to speak to like-minded people.
Yeah. It was meant for Christians.
You're right.
I think.
Right.
That's my opinion.
I mean, it was a documentary to tell Christians to get off their ass,
mm-hmm.
get out of the just religion, get out of the four walls, go beyond the four walls,
and do
what Christ did.
Yeah,
He wasn't confined.
Right.
By
go out and do the good works
right,
that
right.
finds. Christianity.
Right,
basically.
Right, right. So stop talking the talk and do the talk.
Right.
Or do the walk.
Stop wanting, you know, stuff. And don't worry about wanting stuff.
Right. And the guys that did it, I mean, they were cool. They were college kids.
They were cool.
You know, they were kind of fun. They were funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, they were like, hell, I want a car. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I like that part. They were real. They were like,
right.
Yeah, I like the car.
Yeah.
But so they realized that they had flaws within themselves.
Right.
I mean, yeah. And I mean, I can appreciate, you know, their feelings on it.
Right.
You know, it just wasn't turning my wheels.
Right. And I understand that. I mean, when I was very active,
my bumper,
when I was very active in the church, I mean, that's something that I always felt was that, you know, I didn't like the whole
confined by the four walls thing. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole reaching out.
Yeah, that wasn't my issue.
Right.
But yeah, I could see how that would be a lot of people's issue.
Well, actually, it's not. I mean, there are some Christians that wants to stay in their comfort zone and they just want to be around Christians. And it's like, if you're around Christians, who are you reaching?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but why do you have to reach anybody?
That's their thing. I mean, your lifestyle is supposed to be that which that people see. They're like, what makes Renee so cool? Or what makes Jay so cool? Or so-and-so cool?
A cool person in general.
And then that gives them the opportunity to share the love of Christ. But anyway, we're going down a whole different road.
Please.
So let's talk
about. Yeah, we need to turn around. So let's talk about
Freakonomics.
Okay, this was better than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It was good.
I thought we were going to actually stop this one as well. I'm not going to lie. So Freakonomics was a documentary based on the book
Freakonomics.
Right. I've slightly heard about Freakonomics in passing, and normally I wouldn't even consider it because it has economics in it.
But
really, I'm being honest.
So me, Renee,
right,
put it on the list.
Okay.
Because someone had told me about it.
Probably recommendals.
Probably. So what it is, there's a economist and a journalist who wrote Freakonomics. It's a different way to look at the economy and the trends and the stats of economics.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically six little short documentaries.
Was it six?
Yeah. Okay. The first one is Discovering Cheating as Applied to Teachers and Sumo Wrestlers. And the second one was, oh, no, never mind. It wasn't six. It was, sorry about that.
What?
It wasn't six. But the first one was the cheating in sumo.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't the first one, though.
Yeah, it wasn't?
Nope, it wasn't.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. It's four parts.
The first
one was by Morgan Spurlock called A Rashonda by Any Other Name.
Right.
That explored baby names, the possible implication of black versus white names, because mm-hmm. and everything they said makes sense.
Right.
There are some names that you think of as a black name and there are some names you think of as a white name.
But they said that naming a child.
Right.
You know, a black name didn't necessarily mean they were going to be bad.
No, but they did find out
that the people's situation, right, a person's situation, which would probably be black,
mm-hmm,
would more than likely name their kid like Rashonda.
Well, they did do the resume thing. They had two identical resumes.
Right.
And one of the guys' names was Bruce and the other one was like Tyrone.
Right, Bruce and Tyrone.
And Tyrone got less callbacks, even though they had the exact same resume.
Right.
Just because
they said
his name.
They said if Bruce applied for the job, he would get a job in 11 weeks, and Tyrone wouldn't get a job until 15 weeks.
Well, I think that was the promotion part of the job. Like,
No. This was if they didn't, if neither one had a job.
I thought it was promotion. Okay.
It would
Maybe
take.
I looked at it wrong.
It would take Tyrone to get 11 weeks to get a job. Not Tyrone, but Bruce, okay, which is the white candidate.
I don't think that's what it was, but that's okay. It doesn't matter.
Or not the white candidate, but the guy named Bruce.
It doesn't matter. And the second part was called Pure Corruption. This was about cheating in sumo wrestling, mm-hmm, which was interesting and kind of sad. And the third one was It's Not Always a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
And this basically was trying to explain why crime dropped in the mid to late 90s when everybody expected it to go up. And basically, that was narrated by Melvin Van Peebles. Hey, Melvin.
Mm-hmm.
So is it a spoiler to say what their findings were?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't think so because it's a documentary. So,
I mean, it's based off the book.
Yeah.
So
they found that 50% of the drop in crime was they think caused by the legalization of abortion countrywide.
Right.
And at first you're like, what? But they explained and it makes sense, actually. And I love stats. I love facts. Of course, I don't like take everything immediately at face value. So, but it's interesting to think of that because less unwanted children results in, less children who are brought up in maybe environment that is bad for them and leads them to a life of crime, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
And the big indicator was that crime, from 25 and up age range, that didn't go down. But the crime for 25 and under, that crime rate went down. So that was a big indicator of that. So I thought that was really interesting. I think that was my favorite one because I learned a lot of stuff.
Right.
And the fourth one was, can you bribe a ninth grader to succeed?
Yeah.
And that was about if you can pay students to achieve higher grades.
And I want to say congratulations to my son, Daniel, making it on to the eighth grade.
Yay,
Daniel. All my kids, they passed, but Daniel worked real hard at the tail end to pass to the eighth grade.
And so I'm glad he did.
I'm glad he did too. He called me to cash in on his his premium Minecraft account. So
hey,
Dad got to pay up.
That is one thing. If you promise something to kids, you better be prepared to come through. Don't talk crap.
Yep. So I got to pay up on the premium account for Minecraft.
There you go.
I told him though, no griefing.
No griefing. If you grief, you can take it away, right?
Yeah, sure. but did you know the directors of Freakonomics also did Super Size Me?
I did see that on the little credits when it came out.
Jesus Camp.
Oh, Jesus Camp. Oh, that freaked me out.
Enron, The Smartest Guys in the Room, While We Fight, mm-hmm. and The King of Kong.
Mm. I like, I didn't see Super Size Me. Did I?
Yeah, we saw it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we saw that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's when they had the food in the little glass jars.
McDonald's. Yeah, it was the whole McDonald's thing. Yeah. Yep.
So, I like Freakonomics. I'm glad I watched it, and I'm glad it was chosen.
So, I just want you to know, Hando's name is Denzel Washington now. So, Denzel Washington has rolled a 63.
Oh, Denzel. Oh, wait, no. I'm not going to say it now. It sounds weird now that that's Hando. But 63. So, what's 63, Jay?
Yeah, it does sound weird. Okay. Regardless if it was him. 63 is a movie called The Darwin Awards.
The Darwin Awards.
An out-of-work detective peddles his skills to an insurance company to identify people who might accidentally kill themselves out of sheer stupidity.
The Darwin Awards. Okay. Is it wrong that it makes me laugh sometimes? I mean, people die. But they die from their own stupidity.
I find it odd that you find it funny. But when you watch videos of people doing something stupid and getting embarrassed, you feel bad for the person. So, yes, I do find it weird.
Yeah. I don't know why.
So it's funnier for the person to die from stupidity
than somebody getting hurt. Yeah.
I don't know what to say.
I know.
I mean, I find it funny if somebody gets hurt from stupidity because they live to laugh about it. No.
Okay, I have different views, but I don't know why it's funnier. It just is.
Yeah.
Somebody who does something, I guess, because generally
mm-hmm.
the stuff you do that kills you is generally more dangerous than the stuff they do just to get hurt.
Right.
So it's like you're really stupid to do this really idiotic thing.
Right.
That. Okay. Well. Anyway. So yeah, Darwin Awards. I hope it's good.
Yep.
We'll wait for the first 15 minutes.
Yep. It's probably good because this sounds like a recommendal that you put on here.
Why is it always recommendal?
Because you all the shows that are on here.
That's not true.
The majority of the shows.
That's not true either.
Are probably from you adding recommendals.
No, that's not true.
Anyway, so on Sunday, we went to the brand new theater here in Louisville, down at the St. Matthews Mall. Down at St. Matthews Mall here in Louisville, Kentucky. And it's a Cinemark. Very, very, very nice theater.
Yes. It's
cinema.
Brand new. It smells new.
It does.
The bathrooms are nice.
So I've decided to stop when I write about the theater, if I'm talking about movies, I am going to no longer say theater. I'm going to say cinema.
All right.
Why?
Yes.
Because
why?
I cannot spell theater correctly to save my ass. If someone says Jay, I'll give you $1 million if you spell theater correctly.
You can.
And
spell
I
theater?
Hope, and I hope that you're not around if this happens, because I would lose $1 million.
Well, I think you can spell it either way.
T H E A T.
Yeah, you can. With the T-R-E, it's British spelling, and the E-R is American spelling, but you can spell it either way.
But I don't even think I'm spelling it right, babe.
T-H-E-A-T-E-R, do you spell it like that?
T-H-E-A-T, see, I put another,
You put two T's?
I put two T-H's.
Yeah.
Two
T-H's?
I do.
Where's the other T-H?
I don't know, Brene.
Theater?
Shut up. I'm just telling. That's why I'm telling you now, so that if it happens, you won't be mad at me. I cannot spell theater to save my ass.
That's awesome.
T H E A T R E. Is that right?
T H E A T E R or T R E.
Okay, is it R E or E R?
It's both.
Which is E R? Who is E R?
That's American.
Well, I spell it the damn. I spell it British English all the time.
That's
dude.
Fine. You can. You can if you like. I mean, if nothing wrong. But that's how I spell color, C-O-U-L-O-U-R.
But when I spell it on the iPhone, it tells me it's wrong all the time.
Well, hello.
It's like it's wrong.
Of course it's going to tell you it's wrong. We're not in England. I bet in England, if you spell it with an E-R, it'll tell you it's wrong.
It's bullshit.
Yeah. Yes. it is. And you can complain to iOS. So where were we going? Oh, we went.
So we went to the new theater and we saw Star
Trek.
Wars. Shit. I do that all the time. Star Trek.
We saw Star Trek, not Star Wars.
Yeah. Into the Darkness.
Into the Darkness. And this was a sequel.
Right.
To the previous one, which was named something, something.
But you don't have to see the first one.
No.
Nope.
You really don't.
It's not a story continuation.
No. Nothing. And this, yeah. The only thing is a relationship that starts in the first one, continues in the next one, but you don't even have to worry about it.
Right.
I liked it.
I liked
a lot.
It. Mm-hmm.
Plus, Zoe Saldana is hot.
She looks skinny.
Yes. She needs to eat a sandwich. But other than that, I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
Very, very
attractive. She's
all
right.
Person.
She looked too skinny.
And in Zachary Quinto, even with those bangs and those ears, he looked handsome.
He did.
He looked pretty handsome. And the Kirk dude, I do say that he looks what a really young Kirk, like I can see him. He looks like Kirk.
Right.
So that's good.
And I like that I don't know who this dude is that's playing Kirk. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen him on Tom Lorenzo a lot, but
of
I can't remember his name.
Him on Tom and Lorenzo.
I like Tom and Lorenzo, so sue me.
No. That's where you see all
all the famous people.
All
that I
the
know.
Famous people.
It's Tom and Lorenzo.com, everybody. It's a fashion website, really funny. And
hey, they didn't pay for that.
Nope, they don't have to because they pay for it with me laughing.
So
that's,
his name.
That's how they pay.
So his name is Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. That is.
And
it was good.
Huh. He was in ER. One show. You just say, "Oh, I remember him."
No, I wasn't gonna say that at all because I don't. But we're not Trekkies. We do not know a lot about the original series.
Right, right.
We watched. I just lost one. We watched the other series. The
right, we watched
series.
Next Generation.
Next Generation when we were small.
So, well, you know what? My mom watched a lot of the original series
on
the weekend. So I saw some of them. Well, not some of them. I saw a good number of them.
I think I saw the Trouble with Tribbles. I think it's the one I saw.
Right.
Because Tribbles are cute. So
we need to watch that.
We do.
Yep.
We do. So I thought it was good. Go check it out.
Go check it out. And there won't be many spoilers.
No, there's not.
There won't be no spoilers. So.
If you're really, really nitpicky, you might find some things to nitpick about. But even the people that nitpicked, they still liked it.
Right.
So,
right.
Go figure.
So, and then After watching Game of Thrones and Mad Men last night, we decided to watch an episode of Star Trek, the original series. And then there's a couple more we're going to watch that some friends told us to watch and stuff like that. So we've been, the one we watched last night was pretty funny.
Called Space Seed.
Space Seed. So it was pretty funny.
It was funny. Like, stuff was funny that wasn't supposed to be funny.
Right, right.
Like, it was so funny when, like, a character supposedly got hurt or died or something.
Right.
One of the characters went like this.
He did what? Like, he died and he shifted real fast.
Yeah. In the Yara or whatever went like this.
Oh,
Yara. It was funny. Some of the acting was so like, oh.
It was dramatic.
And Khan's legs were white.
Yeah.
And his body and his face were brown. It was pretty funny.
Yep.
So, so we did that. So we're going to watch some more Khan.
And then the Office finale, we watched that. So it was the official ending of the Office after 9 seasons. So we watched the, the actors talking about it.
So sad.
And we also talked about, and then we watched, the actual show. And I have to say, they ended it well.
Yeah, and Jay knows I'm not a crier.
Right.
I'm not one of those women that cry.
Mm-hmm.
But I teared up, and one tear actually made it out of my eye.
Uh-oh.
So it was so sad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to think of my TV watching without having The Office in it. Because it was, made me laugh a lot. Some people said it was on, like, yeah, it wasn't as good as it was in its prime years, but it was still really funny.
Yeah.
So, and, so I'm going to miss The Office. They ended on a good note. So that opens up the way for more things to watch, I guess.
Right.
Oh, and two of our shows that we started watching, new shows, they got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a RIP to The New Normal and to Ben and Kate.
Yeah. New Normal was before its time, and Ben and Kate required special people, to watch. I mean, because
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, it was a different kind of humor,
So, I like the dude in it, the black dude with the fro.
Yeah, he was pretty funny. He was pretty funny.
So, so that's the TV that we watched, and so on to,
games stuff that we played.
Yeah, the stuff that we do the most, play the game.
So we've been playing Neverwinter Nights. It's in open beta, and we've been thoroughly enjoying it.
It's a fun game.
It is.
I haven't spent any money, and it's still fun.
Yep, and it's free to play. There's, has this thing, but I would say that it was, I forgot what I was about to say.
I don't know. Well,
go ahead. Take it over, babe.
I got a yard. Hold on.
Oh, Neverwinter Nights. It's good. Perfect World, Cryptic Team Up.
Right. And we're doing a horrible job explaining this game.
And it's based off of D&D. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And because of that, it has so many aspects of D&D.
Right.
Like the combat system has aspects of D&D, including when you get hurt or cooldowns on things. Some are longer. You get action points by doing certain things so you can use your daily.
Right.
And it's just stuff like that. And like whenever you notice a little nod to the role playing game, it's awesome. And there's a profession system.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a play and wait. You set it and you come back. You can even do it online. There's a gateway where you can do it. So you can be at work, working on your professions.
Right.
So there's that. It's bad for work, but it's good for me. So I like it. I'll probably be playing some more tonight, maybe, after I clean up, maybe.
Yep.
So go check it out. It's free. So you can always try it out.
Yep. So with that, we're not going anywhere. Because we're going to talk about Say the Same Thing.
It's just a quick blurb.
So why don't you just go ahead and start talking about it then?
Well, because you were talking.
No, because you looked at me that says,
you were talking.
Jay, say something.
No. you were talking.
What was I talking about?
You said, so we're going to, so I was.
Well, no, because you looked at me before I said we're going
so to. say the same thing is a free app for the iPhone, iPad. What it is.
Well, it's also on Android as well.
And I always forget about those people.
What do you mean those people?
So the basis is, you say a random word, mm-hmm. and the person you're playing with writes a random word. It could be any word you want in the entire world. Window, movie, heart, dog, whatever. So it shows you what you said and what your friend said.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to think of a word that combines aspects of the two words you all thought. For example, if one person says pet and one person says love, if you say dog, that kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah, I guess. If you both have dogs. But,
well, no.
Pet, I mean, dog or cat.
Pet, love. Yeah. Yeah. You can say dog, cat, but that's the thing. There are several things you can say.
Right.
So if they also say cat, yay, mm-hmm. the game is won. But if you say cat and they say dog, then cat and dog are the two new words, and you have to find a word that have aspects of cat and dog.
I would say enemy.
Enemy?
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of cats and dogs that get together very well.
But come on. Okay.
This is
the stereotypical TV stuff. Cats versus dogs.
Are we doing stereotypical?
Yes, we're doing stereotypical.
Are we? Okay.
Yeah. God. What would you say? What would you say if it was cat and dog?
Animal. What? Are they or are they not both animals?
They're animals.
I rest my case. Animals.
All right. So, I guess Renee's going to move on. We're going ahead of.
The fridge is not prepared.
What?
I cut myself off with the bumper. I cut myself off with the bumper. So,
how in the world could you possibly cut yourself off?
Easy. By the click of a mouse. So okay. Renee's going to step away real quick, and she's going to go. Please be expedient.
I'm sore.
She needs to be expedient because we have a try this for today, and we're going to be doing 10 tams again. And Renee, being the person that she is, absolutely loves doing the Tim Tam Slam to try out new flavors of Tim Tams. So this will be our second time, I believe, of us doing the Tim Tam Slam, but we have a different flavor. And that flavor is going to be, I think she's doing Turkish Delight, because she's been wondering about this flavor that we got from our great friend Lita from Australia. So while we're waiting on her, I'm going to talk a little bit about my weight loss that I had this week, and I'm trying to find a little music to play while I talk, because you know it's always good to have a little good music to play while I'm talking to kind of fill it in. So we got a little Pretty Lights going on right now, titled Double Love, from their Filling Up the City Sky CD. This week I lost 0.8 pounds for a total of 99 pounds. Whoop whoop. Renee, she maintained her weight and she's still at 85.6 pounds. So our week total is 0.8 pounds for a grand total of 184.6. Also this week, Renee made an awesome dish. It was tostadas. She made beef tostadas. So she went and got a roast, put it in a crock pot, cooked it for 8 hours, shredded the meat, and she seasoned it and all this other stuff that made it so delicious and succulent that it was great. And we had it, and then we were able to enjoy this this great, great meal. So that was our weekend food. And then I think on Sunday, Sunday and Saturday, Mr. and Mrs. Crocker had a cookout. So we got to partake in some good grilled meats and baked beans and sweet potatoes while we were over there from doing all the gardening. So we had a good time doing that. And I just want to, at this time, if anybody likes to, while Renee's making the milk and everything, feel free to call in. The Skype line is open. You can reach me at LABOZQEC on Skype if you want to call in. As if you're listening live, of course. But trying to think what else we had going on. Oh, it was funny because we were talking with one of our, one of my coworkers, and we were talking about, she was asking us, how do we go about knowing that we needed to, not needed to, but we want to, I can do it. I can fix it, just bring it around. About losing weight, and how do we know that it was time to, for us to do that. And when we were going to Nerdtacular last year, when we stopped in Colorado to see Reggie, when we were walking through the grocery store, could not handle keeping up with Reggie because of my weight and everything. So that's kind of what sparked Renee and I to decide to start our weight loss journey.
Yep.
But Renee's back.
I am back with our and I needed some accompaniment for our try this. A few weeks ago, you might have seen us do the Tim Tam Slam with Tim Tams that Lita. Hold on a second, this is horrible. That Lita had sent to us from Australia, and the Tim Tam Slams are not over.
Mm-hmm.
They are not over because we have two more types of Tim Tams to try. Two. So we're actually going to try one today.
It's the Turkish Delight, right?
Turkish Delight. Hold it up so people can see it. I tell you the truth, I have no idea what Turkish Delight tastes like. I know it's a type of candy or sweet. Mm-hmm. Because they talked about it in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Sorry.
There we go.
I just remembered what you said at dinner.
Here's the thing that I've learned with Renee.
And my sisters.
And her sisters. A lot of memories are things that they learn, which is great, were from books. Like when we talked about turnips, she talked about the Rock's Stone Soup book.
Yep. Book Stone Soup.
And then now that we talk about and we talked about lox, you know, the salty fish that you have with cream cheese and lox.
Right.
You learned that from the Babysitter's Club.
I did.
And when we talk about dinosaurs and raptors,
mm-hmm.
you always talk about Jurassic Park.
Yes.
And especially about the Velociraptors.
I like Velociraptors.
So.
And so for this, the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe for Turkish Delight.
Last time, I did better at the Tim Tam Slam than Jay did. So, do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? You went first last time. Or did I?
I don't remember.
Here, you can go first.
No, you can go. Right. Oh, I think. Oh, no, give me the thing. No, give me the tray. So, Renee is going to go first for Tim Tam Slam. And yes, we're doing this live again.
Oh,
what?
Ew, nasty.
It's nasty. For real?
Ew. I don't like that.
Really?
Mmm. Ew.
Ew. Okay. Lita, thank you so much for sending those. But it is not for me.
Why does it taste like...
Ugh.
Okay. I'm not trying to be funny. But why does it taste like cleaning supply a little bit?
Like cleaning fluid?
Like, I'm trying to think. It tastes almost like either some kind of medicine.
Ugh.
What is that taste? I feel like
It's like something you shouldn't, like, did, like, dishwashing liquid, maybe?
Yes. Yes.
It tastes like you would think dishwashing liquid would taste.
Or it tastes like the bubbles.
Ugh. So don't try Turkish Delight Tim Tams. That's my recommendation.
Oh, that's Renee's recommendation.
It's my personal recommendation.
I say try it. Ugh. See if you like it.
All right, I have to see what is in Turkish Delight.
All right,
what makes a Turkish Delight?
While you look it up on the package, I'm gonna look on the internet.
Really?
All right, so Turkish Delight, a locum. Okay. It is chopped dates, pistachios, hazelnuts or walnuts bound by the gel. Oh, so premium varieties consist of this.
Well, this doesn't help at all.
Oh, it's generally flavored with rose water, mastic.
Roses. I can.
Rose water, mastic, bergamot, oranges, or lemon. The confection is often packaged and eaten in small cubes, dusted with icy sugar or powdered tartar.
Yeah, this package doesn't help. It has Turkish Delight flavored filling, so that doesn't help much. But ugh, hope the third one will be better. It's called gross. Roses taste like soap. Punk Gopher said so. Yes, I guess that's why we think it tastes like soap, because roses taste like soap.
Oh, really?
So the rose water is making it taste soapy.
Okay. Thanks, Punk Gopher.
Yeah, not so great. So yeah, that's the try of this for today. Hopefully the next Tim Tam Slam will be a better, and I think it'll be a better Tim Tam Slam.
And you don't like dark chocolate.
And I don't like dark chocolate.
So that was different. I mean, how often, but you do realize that the Turkish Delight is not widely available here in the United States. So.
This is true.
Excuse me. We did get to try a taste.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm so happy that Lita sent them.
Oh, I know you are.
It doesn't make sense for me to say, ooh, they're gross. Thank you, Lita, for sending them. But I do, because I got to try it and say, I do not like Turkish Delight Tim Tams. At first, I was like, ooh, this sounds like it could be good. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that was pretty damn funny.
It sounds so good. And yep. I was expecting it. And I was like,
so
my face crumbled.
Yep. So I told him about the tostadas and everything. I pretty much talked about everything. So
okay, good. So that's food.
So do you want to? I do want to. I'm not sure if I did this last week, but I want to publicly thank Punk Gopher for hooking us up with some Dorothy Lynch from Nebraska.
Yes.
So
thank you, and I can't wait to try it.
Yep. We'll be trying. Well, Renee will be trying it.
For the first time.
But. I will say, Punk Gopher, I kind of cracked it open. I had some with some cucumbers for a snack. The fat-free one. I just
belched Turkish Delight. Tastes even worse coming back up.
And let me say this also. Our hot chocolate was made with almond milk.
It's... Okay. Regular milk sweeter.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense because of who you are.
What is that supposed to mean?
Okay, Miss Vegetables and Sugar.
Okay. When you say that, people are going to think I thoroughly sprinkle my vegetables with sugar, which I do not do, by the way.
Just enough to make it sweet, though, right?
Slightly sweet. just not even where you can tell it's sweet.
Right.
But it tastes just awesome. Right. Anyway, so yeah, so food. That's great. So now...
Odds and ends.
I wish my mouse clicked louder so you know that I clicked a second or two. And then you...
Or you could just wait for me to be quiet.
Well, ooh. I did wait for you to be quiet. But there's a second and then you're like, Jay's playing it. I gotta play it. I gotta say it.
No, I know. Why would I start talking if you're playing the bumper?
Because.
Anyway, thank you, Johnny Feisty, for our odds and ends bumper.
Yep.
I really appreciate it. We have some birthdays.
Birthday.
We
got some birthdays.
And none of them are in the chat room, so we don't get to sing happy birthday to anyone. But today's birthday, we have April Ness. Yay, April.
April.
She's Viking Lass, for those of y'all who don't know.
Right. She is Viking Lass. So her birthday is today.
And Rocky Liss's birthday is also today.
Yep.
We've known him for a long, long time.
That is correct.
From WoW.
Mm-hmm.
And on Friday is my little sister's friend, Teresa's birthday. And I've known her since she was in elementary school.
Right.
What does that sound?
What are you talking about?
The sound.
Okay. And then on Friday
is
also...
Hold on. So it's her birthday. So I want to say happy birthday, TT.
Happy birthday, TT. And then also our good friend, Tony Butt. Yes, mm-hmm. From the Butt family up in Indianapolis. happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Tony.
Yep. And then on Sunday, whose birthday is that? On Sunday?
Oh, on Sunday. I can't do this with that.
What?
Sunday, it is Heather's birthday on Sunday.
Right.
I don't want to say her last name because maybe she might not
be
out there. So happy birthday, Heather.
And who's that we have on the line with the traffic in the background?
Oh.
Hello, Valentine's. I apologize for that.
No,
I thought it was like some sound effect that Jay had. I was like, what's he doing? Put like wind or something? Oh, like what is going on?
What is going on, Hando?
Because that's something
guys,
he would do.
I have my balcony door open and it's very hot today in Boston. So, you know, got to keep the airflow going.
Hey, I understand.
I love Boston.
Yep, we're going to have to go up there sometime.
I've been there once.
And then the springtime is so great.
Yep.
I actually went up there in the spring last summer. It was good.
Last summer?
Slash.
Oh, I was like, last summer you were up there.
Yeah, during that time when I said, you know, I was going to go with my family.
You was going to
Nurtac?
Really
okay. Going to Boston.
Okay. So what's going down?
Hey, let me ask you guys something. What are you guys using for headphones?
I am using JVC stereo, just regular stereo headphones. And Renee is using, I think, AK. I believe we bought those from Guitar.
AKG.
Yeah, AKG. We bought those.
K44.
K44. We bought those from Guitar Center.
Well, let me make a recommendation here, something that I stumbled upon while I was out shopping.
Uh-huh.
There's a wholesale club here called BJ's, and it's basically a clone of Costco.
BJ's.
Yeah, BJ's, yeah. Okay. And I noticed that they have some very impressive noise-canceling headphones made by a company called Able Planet. And for $40, man, these things are impressive. You put them on, you hit the noise cancellation, you could be standing out in big city traffic, and it's almost dead quiet.
Ooh, I like that.
So that's a little recommendation for anybody that wants to pick up some good headphones or, you know, any fledgling podcasters out there. You know, just a little recommendation.
That's awesome. Cool.
Actually, oh, wow.
What? Oh, Hando, you just made Jay spend money just by doing
that. I'm just looking at Costco. They actually do like digital amplifiers for folks that need hearing aids.
Oh, that's nice.
Because Costco sells them.
Oh, yeah, the personal sound in air amplifier. They do.
Huh.
They're and they got an award from Popular Science.
Interesting. So what kind did you get? Did you get the over the ear or in ear?
Oh, these are over the ear, like, you know, full enclosure type things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they do.
Oh, and also one more thing. Renee, you said you like to do a little bit of the sugar on the vegetables.
Yes.
I have a trick for you.
What's that?
You take vitamin C, powdered vitamin C, and you sprinkle just a little bit of the vitamin C on there, and it and actually does sort of the same thing as sugar, and it's, you know, not as detrimental as sugar.
Really?
Yes, well, Renee.
I use Splenda, which people say causes cancer.
I'm sure
but I don't,
she's, I'm
but
sure
I don't
she's
use
restrained in her sugar use.
Yes,
yes she is.
Yes,
she
I am. So vitamin C, does it? This is a dumb question. Does it have an orange taste to it? Such
no,
dumb
no.
Question.
It, in fact, if you would actually like take a dip of it and put it on your tongue, it's very, very sour. And I used to suck on them like candies when I was a kid because I like sour things.
Okay.
But just a little, just a pinch, a little bit on the fruit, and it's nearly undetectable, and it gives it like a, it kind of gives it more of a, like a fresher flavor.
Interesting. See, I never thought of that.
So what can you, what can I get vitamin this? Where can I?
I bet you we can get it anywhere.
Where can
GNC? You know, any kind of pharmacy, any place that sells, you know, like vitamins.
Okay, I can't go into GNC. They look at me funny. They be like, "Why you in here, fat boy?" I be like, "What?"
Come on.
Then I'll be ready
Jay.
To punch somebody in the neck, but you know they all built and everything, so they don't have a neck.
I used to work at GNC, and you know when someone would come in and you know they want to start like a health, you know, like a thing, they want to start a program, those were always some of the best sales.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I believe it.
Oh, so they'd be like, oh, so they'd probably be like, come on in.
Yeah, let's get you started on a program. Oh, you want to buy a card? It's only, get 20% off today. Oh, man, I remember that.
See,
that was a terrible job.
Yeah, I actually bought some stuff from GNC. I bought protein powder and vitamins.
Oh, you had the whey powder, whey protein, huh?
Yeah. I put it in smoothies. And I, because that was, that was when I had guns and I was doing lifting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the days. But yeah, so GNC, yeah, they will take all your money.
Yep. Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
All right, Valentine's, have a good night.
Right, same to you. Bye.
Stay cool.
Bye-bye.
Stay cool.
Yeah, man, because it's hot. He said he had his patio door open because it's hot. Hell, I know how it is when it's hot.
I know how it is when it's hot. I think I get a little bit more touchy than you do.
I mean, everybody's not like your family that likes it.
Okay, that's Danielle and Kimberly.
Super hot.
So I wanted to talk about Jenny Runk.
Oh, yeah, that
no,
is right.
You can get the music going. Well, Jenny Runk is a plus size model that was hired by H&M. And not only was she hired by them, but she wrote an essay about it. And it's very well written. And yep. I'm going to have it in the show notes.
Right.
And it's so funny that she's considered plus size. She's size 14.
Right.
I'm close to a size 14. So
you're like a 10, 8 or 10, babe.
If I gained 15 pounds, I'd probably be 14 again. But anyway, the point is that she's gorgeous.
She's average size.
Yeah, she's average size. I think she's so pretty.
Yep.
Her body is normal proportions.
Right.
And yeah, so go Jenny Runk. I followed her on Twitter, even though she doesn't know how to use it that well. But
so,
I'm
so
following
who
her.
Who told you about this essay?
Megan, I think. Maggie.
Really?
I think Maggie Sox.
Really?
Oh, Jay did.
Really?
Jay.
Hey. You see what kind of credit I get up in here?
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Why you say her?
Because she usually posts things like that. So I was like, I probably got it from her.
I post inspirational things that make you think.
Thank you, Jay, for posting about Jenny Runk. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
And also, just a quick note, the Dalai Lama's in Louisville.
What's up, Dalai Lama?
He's basically, his message is, don't be a dick is his message. I mean, he doesn't say that, but that's pretty much what he's saying. Don't be a dick. That's everything's about.
Right.
Treat everybody nice.
That is right.
Is it that hard, Jay? I don't think it's that
Not
hard.
That hard. So if you all want to contact us, you can do so by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. Our podcast Twitter feed is Valentine Cast. Also, if you want, head over to iTunes. Leave us a review. We check them every now and then.
So,
but yeah.
If you want to go to our Facebook page, you can go to facebook.com/Valentine Cast. If you want to call us like Hando did. Is that Hando? Yeah. Hando did.
Yes, it was Hando. She forgot that quick.
Yeah, don't even ask. You can call us at 415-758-2278.
Now, that's for voicemail.
Well, okay, if you want to call us during live shows, you can Skype Jay at Labozquec.
How you spell it?
Labozquec.
You win $1 million.
Yeah, I can quit work. And if you want to leave us a voicemail and we'll play it on the show, if it's, you know, okay to play, 415-758-2278. That's 415-75-VCAST. And if you want to see video of our exploits, you can go to youtube.com/ValentineCast. And if you want to tweet Jay and tell him how handsome he is, his Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's TheCowboy. And if you want to tweet me and laugh at me for forgetting everything, you can tweet me at The Ice Flow.
Yeah. What do you think about that, homeboy?
Homeboy.
What do you think about that?
What was that from?
Huh?
Where's it from, the homeboy? Oh.
Hello.
Oh.
Is your refrigerator running?
No, not yet. But
you better go catch it. Hey, JK Grandma. Yeah.
Did you just call him or did he call?
I called him.
So you just called him and played a joke on him?
I did.
Is he even in the chat room today?
It sounded like he was listening.
Oh. He's just being silent. He's one of those silent listeners.
No, I think he was listening without.
Oh, there he is. He missed us. JK, you act like you don't know when we start the show.
He works hard.
He works hard for the money. So hard for you, honey.
Works hard for the money and you better
treat her right.
Oh.
Treat her right.
Well, it's a woman's song, so
you better treat him right.